This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. And this particular performance is near and dear to my heart. I've been following this band for a while now. And, yep, I'm pretty smitten because you know I like to rock out and I like it loud and blah, blah, blah. You've heard me rave about them before. I've even featured them on the Austin Music Minute. And they have a new self-titled album coming out. The release show is on the 21st at one of my favorite spots, Hotel Vegas on East 6th. I know you're going to enjoy this, so I'm asking you to turn up the volume, especially if you're in your car. Let's frighten the locals, shall we? Please welcome to Studio 1A, Ancient River.
Thank you.
Ancient River, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. They've got a new self-titled album coming out, and the big release show is one I'm looking forward to. October 21st, Hotel Vegas is the place to be. And I know they've got Lord Buffalo on the bill as well as Greenbeard. Oh my gosh, it's like one of those triple dreams that I'm always rambling about. Ancient River features the talents of James Barreto and Alex Cordova. Guys, thank you so much for playing in Studio 1A this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
You know I'm a fan. I'm like going around telling everybody. Someone told me about the show a little while back. So I already was making plans and, you know, making a big deal. And what I start yammering about is, like, I have a copy of the vinyl copy of Keeper of the Dawn. So, you know, I lose the plot whenever I start talking about that one. I'm, like, annoying my neighbors by turning it up on my little turntable. And I just, I also go into the fact that Ancient River has a history. This is a band, like I said earlier, I've been following you guys for a while now. And I was going to say, James, it basically, I guess, you know, doing my research, it started around 2000, didn't it? Didn't you start playing music as Ancient River around 2000, or was it a little later than that?
I was in a band around 2000 in Gainesville, Florida. Ancient River, we kind of, I think our first show was 2008.
Gotcha.
Gone through a couple of incarnations, not much. And then I think we started getting out of Gainesville and touring more heavily around 2012, 2013.
Yeah. So it's just, I think what I was thinking of was in terms of you getting your studio together at your house, building up from there. So I think I was really going way back to when you did have, you know, the other band going, the other bands, I should say, the other incarnations, and also playing for a band called The Ohm. That was an instrumental band, right?
We actually had one song with vocals, and it called Scratches and Dents, but it was it was like an instrumental, psychedelic kind of jazz rock thing.
So and you're like, and that's how it was.
we had a great time, and broke my heart when it ended, but then just took a few years just studying music and. Yeah. Doing different things and started Ancient River after that.
Right.
Turn the amps back up.
And you're like, and that's what we do. We turn the amps back up. I'm like preaching to the choir, so don't even worry about that. I was going to ask, just kind of going back and forth, how many studio albums does Ancient River have now under the belt?
I just counted. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. And I just refreshed my knowledge the other day. I think this full length will be our seventh.
Yeah.
And then we have like two or three EPs, so around 10 releases out there.
So 10 altogether, 10 releases altogether.
Yeah.
I was just kind of keeping tabs myself, and I'm glad you were checking, because I was checking. I was like, wait a minute, how many do we have so far? My guest in Studio 1A is Ancient River. They've got a show coming up. It's a release show, October 21st at Hotel Vegas. Guys, I think I got time for one more, if you can.
It'd be an honor. Thanks.
take a drive. No one home. All alone.
Happy camper, if you couldn't tell by now. Ancient River, just blowing my mind in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Mark your calendar. You need to go to Ancient River's album release show. That's October 21st, Hotel Vegas on East 6th. Lord Buffalo is also on the bill, as well as Greenbeard. Three of my favorite bands. La, la, la. What, I'm gushing. What, I can't help myself. I want to say thanks again, guys, for playing in Studio 1A. This has been
pleasure.
Absolutely. This has been something I've really looked forward to, and I'm all, it's happening! Woo!
Yeah, we're excited about the lineup for Sunday, so
it's
going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's right, it's Sunday. Jeez, I keep saying the 21st, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Sunday night,
this Sunday.
We're going to play a little earlier for everyone. So
you know what? That's cool.
Get on down there early, yeah.
Make plans. Get there early, and thank you for that heads up. I really appreciate
absolutely.
That, man. So again, thank you for playing in Studio 1A.
Thank you.
Ancient River has been my guest this afternoon, and I know you're making plans to be at Hotel Vegas on Sunday night. Also want to say thank you to our producer, Deidre Gott. It's because of Deidre I get all these cool bands in Studio 1A all year. And of course, big thank yous to our engineer this afternoon, Mr. Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.